You want to play?
Yeah, it's your game.
It's Waddle and Sobey now. Crosstalk with Yurko, me.
I like Johnny's purple shirt. I didn't tell you that during.
Thank you. This is old school ESPN 1000 shirt. I don't throw none away. I still got the Carmen Yurko and Harry shirt.
Yeah.
I might sport one and bring it in here.
You should.
I mean, that's at least 2009.
It's good color on you. The purple's good color on you, Johnny.
Well, it's great color.
Yeah. Lavender? Is that lavender? Maybe just it's purple.
No,
lavender's
a little regal.
Lighter.
I think
purple.
This is a regal purple.
Regal purple.
No, yeah. I'm upset Black's not in here. Black, get in here.
I'm here.
You're part of the team, damn
I'm
it.
Here. This is the closest we've ever broadcast together.
We only
here,
have four mics.
I've never been this close to
Yurko. I think you guys should do the next 20 minutes from an embrace.
No, unhinged.
Holding one another.
Want to hold me like a baby?
Yeah.
Want to hold me like a baby?
Hold him like a baby, Johnny. Listen.
Johnny, hold him like a baby.
As producer of Yurko.
I weigh more these days.
Of Carmen and Yurko, but today Yurko.
Yeah.
Can you guys do me a favor? And he's complaining about all the heavy lifting that he's doing. If you guys are going to record Crosstalk on Hinge before Carmen and Yurko, give my guy a break here.
I can't provide all the
entertainment. What do you want us to do? He wants to carry less weight.
I can't provide all the entertainment during Crosstalk on Hinge.
He spends.
And the fact that you guys have canceled next week's recording already while I'm gone.
Who canceled that?
I'm stunned.
No, there's nobody.
I heard the request came down the pipeline for a cancellation.
It's not,
I'm like, no, I can't come in during on my birthday. I'm not coming in on my birthday to do the show. Sorry.
Are you one of these guys that your birthday is a special time?
Yeah, he's always taking
my birthday month.
Oh, okay.
It's my birthday month.
Fabulous.
The whole month has been special.
Yeah,
congratulations on your birth.
He Cadillacs it every August.
Yeah. Hey, the first 12.
every August.
I'm talking about Cadillacing it.
He was working overtime today.
Just because I make it look easy doesn't mean I'm Cadillacing it. Just because it's second nature to me does not make it that it's not cataloging it by any stretch.
He was really good today in Crosstalk on Hinge.
I can't get away with that right there. I can't get away with Platt. I mean, I love that little. I can't get away with that.
Not only can you not get away with the plaid, you can't get away with the fact that the shorts and the shirt match.
Yeah. That's,
the pajama look.
Again, I
just wouldn't think it would be
like
your strength.
Like a jumper. Yeah. Like the girls were wearing the jumpers. That's got a little jumper look.
It had a jumper look,
pieces.
But it wasn't a jumper.
Right. It was two pieces. I noticed that. I am fashionably inclined.
I don't think you could get away with that either. I don't think you would want to try.
I don't know. Maybe like if I was at the Grotto, you know, the Playboy Club in Los Angeles.
If you're at the Grotto, you got to just go speed up and nothing else.
I mean, I get it. But I'm saying at the Playboy Club, I might be able to get away with that.
What's wrong
with silk or satiny? What's happening?
Yeah, what's going on over here?
My headphones fell out of
Did they?
The jack, It's all good.
They fell out or did you pull them out?
Well, I kind of
hit it. There's a little bit of a difference.
Yeah. I hit it. No, I mean, she's pregnant.
Congratulations.
See you guys.
That's it. That's all. That's what Black gave us. Set up, threw the ball right next to the rim, and Abdallah slammed it through the hole.
You guys had some questions. Twice. Did you guys play a little game today?
We played. We tried to play Black or Abdallah.
Okay.
A couple of the questions were wrong.
Okay. Ask Sylvie and I these questions. Let's see if we can get these correct.
You guys, look.
All right. Give us one. Give us one.
Down here anymore.
Who went to Libertyville?
Both of them.
That was a pre-question.
Yeah, that was a pre-question.
Who went to DePaul?
You did, and then you left.
Yeah, I did leave.
Yeah, that's...
Who worked at Dairy Queen?
That's you.
Who eats pizza and ranch?
And ranch.
That's Black.
It's pizza and Italian.
Italian.
No.
We still qualify the guy.
Yeah, we still qualify the guy, yeah.
What do you do? You also do something cross, don't you do a... Or what do you do with the pizza? There's something else that you do with the pizza.
They tell you from Lou's to get it uncut.
That's
so then you cut it when it arrives.
You got that right.
Yeah.
Just like Yurko.
Johnny follows the same policy.
Yurko knows that.
You get your pizza like Yurko.
When I open up my restaurant, it's called the Yurko
Steakhouse.
Yeah, but you don't. When you get it home, you don't cut it, though, Johnny. You leave it uncut.
Mine will be the uncut sausage emporium.
We talked about that in Unhinged today.
Yeah, sweet vinaigrette.
Johnny wanted to show it to you at one point, I think, today, didn't he?
I offered to show it to him.
Yeah, really? In the workplace.
In the workplace, yeah.
It is Unhinged.
He approved it. He approved
right.
it.
Right.
No, he did not approve it.
Yes, he did.
He absolutely did not approve it.
If he asks to see it and you show it to him, then I don't think that you can be held accountable for anything.
We're
inappropriate,
time
right?
to put on chapstick is what I thought. That's what I thought. We're time for chapstick.
You were him.
Who am I to judge?
That's see, it. That's special. All the questions.
He sees a finish line.
Yeah, I wish Peggy was here.
It's a Friday.
Hey, I wish Peggy was here because she'd be pounding the nails into the coffin.
Yeah.
Who's run marathons and triathlons?
But definitely not Adam.
I've never participated in a triathlon.
Why? You don't like to run.
I ran half marathon.
It's two, mostly.
It's not a half marathon. I ate a pizza one time, or half a pizza.
He's never run a triathlon is the point. He hates swimming.
Yeah.
So, that part of the question was wrong.
That can be dangerous, too. If you get into one of those competitions where there's a ton of people,
Carmen
you get
kicked.
Right.
Yeah.
One of the questions wasn't a question. It was just promo code ESPN.
Yeah, promo code ESPN.
Gotcha. Right, black.
Yeah.
Not to darken the conversation, but one of my kids' classmates' moms actually died in one.
There we go.
Kicked.
Come on.
Got to bring it down.
What are you doing?
Got kicked in one.
Got
kicked in the swimming portion of the triathlon. I'm just telling you, it can be dangerous. They drown. The person drowned.
All right, let's lighten the mood. Who's calling teams on behalf of...
you can't handle a serious conversation without having to go lay down?
Let's talk NH now. I mean, come on.
Well, I mean, listen, drive fast. It's no good.
No
good.
Drive fast and also not with all of your faculties.
Yeah.
Who's calling the Bears on behalf of Roquan Smith?
Could it be like
They're
Roquan?
Other teams.
Could it actually be Roquan? Could it be...
Oh, breath mint.
Could it be the opposite? Could it be just some crazy fan calling into teams with words?
It better be, because if it is somebody attached to him, they could get hit with tampering. They have to get approval from the Bears to actually do that.
Right, this gets found out because the NFL, somebody, a GM probably called, or a secretary, hey, somebody's calling here.
Yeah, we don't have permission.
This is ridiculous.
Right, they got to cover their ass.
Of course.
Because if they're CIA. Conversing.
It's the same reason why they took him off of PUP. Because you could only put him there and do him a solid for so long before the league goes, you can't leave him on PUP if he's not hurt.
Right.
Then you have to start answering to the league. So, like, this is why you need an agent, because you don't do all of this stuff.
Did you guys see what the Bears blog tweeted, Jeff Hughes? Jeff Hughes is, he's got a connection with someone in the building there. He's broken a lot of stories throughout the search and everything like that. It's at the Bears blog. I've gone back a long way with Jeff. Good dude.
Mm-hmm.
He tweeted, I'm not going to spend a lot of time discussing Roquan. This is a very immature kid off the field, and the Bears have had his back a number of times. He knows that. His, quote, disrespect claim is poppycock. Oh, and they offered him $95 million.
That's the part that got my attention. Yeah, $95 million.
Without the escalator.
Yeah. I don't know how the contract was structured.
Right.
Well, I mean, remember, didn't he not make the London trip because of off-the-field issues? And didn't he have to sit out a while because of off-the-field issues?
Yeah, he had a lot of them at him early on, but I believe, like, he has shown over the last couple of years that he has matured both on the field and off the field. Like, it feels like, at least from our arm's length distance, that he's matured and found his way, both as a player and as an adult.
Yeah, but those de-escalators might be in there and be like, we're not bailing your ass out anymore if you get in trouble. Yeah. And that's going to cost you.
And that
could have
offended him. I saw someone tweet that theory. Also, DeBear's blog tweeted, and the Bears have no interest in trading him. Any team that engages these nonsense calls will get hit with a formal tampering complaint.
I thought Schefter made a really good point to us the other day. I'd be interested in hear what you guys have to say. He said, look, first of all, you have to find somebody that's got the cap space to pay a middle linebacker $100 million. Second of all, you got to find someone that's got the currency, the draft currency, to give the Bears that they would want. And what was the third? There was a third part of this that just escaped me because it's Friday and I had too much to drink last night. So you have to have the money. You have to have the currency.
You have to give up the draft capital, pick. Yeah.
I mean, like,
you have to have a need. You have to have a need at the position.
Did you mention the room?
I mean, the room.
Well, it's the same
by the
thing.
And you have to have the want.
Exactly. I mean, like, that's part of it. The two guys that are the highest paid middle linebackers in the league are... they were paid by their existing teams.
Yes.
Fred Warner was paid by the 49ers. Shaq Leonard was paid by the Colts.
Yes.
Infrequently will you find someone that's willing to give up, let's just say casually, a second round and maybe a fourth round pick. It should be more than that if you were going to trade him, you would hope. You're going to give up that currency, give him $100 million, and play him at the middle linebacker position. I find that unlikely. I really do. I don't find that that's... that's really
I find if the number is accurate, that's a contract that I would be putting my Johnny Hancock
you
in.
Got you guys right there. You I'm guys Hancock. Said it the day that this came out.
Yeah.
5 years, $90 million. That to me sounds incredibly equitable. That's $18 million a year. That makes you the third highest paid middle linebacker in the league. Otherwise, you get to play for $9 million, and they can franchise you for the next 2 years.
He wants the top. Like I said, they all think they should be the top.
I'd give them 100.
Just because it's their turn.
You can want what you want.
Right.
Yeah, but that's not true. I mean, Kirk Cousins did it. We all said it was a mistake.
Another $10
million. We said it was a major mistake when Kirk Cousins got his contract.
But they still gave it to him.
It was a mistake. Right, because they had to get him. You don't have to get him here. If anything, to get the contract now, you give a little bit of a hometown discount. That's just the way it is.
Stuff flying out of your mouth.
I know.
I mean,
what are you eating?
This is the closest I've ever been broadcasting
to
him.
You're catching shrapnel.
I got a mint.
Spinning all over.
I got a mint from Meller because he told me my breath stunk.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
What did his breath stink like?
Onions? I just gave him
his change back, and the breath mint came out of my pocket.
And he gave me a mint.
His hand.
Was it because
his breath? I go, does my breath stink? And he gave me one of these.
No, not at all. You know where I got that breath mint from?
From the bathroom.
You're damn right. Which so I heard Black and Bell talking about yesterday or two nights ago.
This started with you guys, as you guys called out the axe.
Well, no, it started with
axe, right?
So Charlie Bevins, who is a producer here, he left his axe body spray.
Isn't that a young guy thing?
Yeah, it's a young guy and a stoner guy thing, I would say.
All stoners use axe?
Well, it hides the weed smell.
It hides the weed smell.
It hides the weed smell, you know? Yeah. So I would say that Charlie left it there. You know, Charlie works odd hours here.
He's here
very early.
He's
here very late. And so,
have we confirmed that it's Charlie?
Taki. Are we right
here? We all assumed it was him.
You know who's an axe guy, or maybe not in his parenting days? Oh, Travis, I know.
Travis is an axe guy.
Eric Ostrowski has always been a very pungent axe.
Whoa, what happened? Axeman?
We got multiple axemen around here.
So he could be working late night hours with the White Sox, and he may have left his axe spray behind.
Yeah.
Isn't he a very fragrant
dude?
Is the
Axe body spray something you use in the shower, or is it spray after?
No, it's spray after.
It's
cologne.
It's spray after. Using cologne. Yeah. It's a body spray.
They've got Axe soap for the shower. They have that.
Yeah. So Chris and I were debating a couple nights ago. That's not cream and sugar.
There's nothing in there, Johnny.
Is that cream and sugar?
It's always the guy who pays for the round who gets screwed.
You remember how many times I used to get kicked in the nuts for the sandwich orders?
Yeah.
I spent $100 on sandwiches and not get the order I wanted.
Oh, Meller took yours.
I don't mind. I don't mind if you put your lips to them.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a labeling issue. So Chris and I were debating, is this someone who left it here, or is someone left the axe spray to maybe make the room more fragrant after... Whatever
you
do in
the
bathroom.
You do that with Glade, though.
Yeah, I understand that, but whatever's available is available.
Right. Maybe I should bring the Glade in.
You could.
Glade and
so you think he was doing everyone a solid by spraying the axe after he dropped a deuce?
So I said, what I'm going to do is I'll bring in some mints and some gum. We had gum here. I went across the street, got some mints, put them in a little cup, and now we got mints and gum.
How about I get that knockoff cologne? I'll get all the knockoff cologne.
Get some Michael Jordan
not
cologne.
Not Polo, but like Pomo.
I got some, would you like some Dracar at home?
Yeah.
I probably got a giant can of Dracar somewhere in the basement.
You know what I got? I got Jupe. I'll bring in Perry Ellis, Jupe. All the old school stuff.
Yes.
If it's evaporated, it's probably concentrated in Real Rich.
What was that stuff that was popular when I was young? Oh,
cool water.
Candies.
Cool water.
Candies.
Yeah. It was like blue. It was so gross. It was so gross.
So now people have added even more. Now there's floss.
Tyler added the Listerine, and we believe JR brought in the full body deodorant pads. I was going to say,
put some man wipes in there.
And then there's a communal floss now, which is weird.
Yeah.
And then also some conditioner. No shampoo, just conditioner.
Just conditioner.
I think the dude
and
wipes
then some
guy.
Hands, some hand lotion.
The dude wipes guys make a dude shower.
They do, yeah.
That if you don't have shower facilities available at the golf course,
it's like
not a bad thing.
That's essentially what this is. Yes. That's essentially what's in there.
For the full body. I've used that before.
Dude, shower to freshen up just a smidge.
And I think when Charlie comes back to work, he's been off recently. When he comes back to work, he's going to have to sit in there as the attendant. And you know, make some extra money.
Give him a chair,
Call him weed wipes.
First time in a while at Broadway in Nashville that I ran into the attendant. I hate the attendant.
Okay.
Does anyone like the attendant? No one likes
the attendant.
Because you feel forced to give them the $5.
And did you have cash on you? $5.
A mint, whatever it is.
Waddle's generous.
$5.
I had to tell the guy one time to wait for the shake. You know? Wait for the shake.
All right. Now, Tyler has told us now, since no one carries cash on them, Tyler has run into the guy, the attendant.
Who's got a Venmo?
Who has a Venmo.
Yeah.
QR code.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know
this
what?
This is a thing for like a year now.
A lot of servers in town don't mind after the meal if you Venmo them. Even if you don't have cash, instead of getting it on the credit card, and then the way they keep track of that, I think there's
we did this
some servers can do Venmo.
Tommy, how much cash do you have on you?
Well, Tommy,
I don't think I have any.
But usually you do.
How much cash? No, not usually.
Oh, I got 5.
10.
Well, that's one attendant.
I can take a leak over at one of the
local establishments.
I got 770 some odd.
I got some of the mattresses.
Well, you're going to a Calcutta.
Yeah.
I know, but
what's your average?
That's payable during the week.
What's your average carry
cash? I always
cash?
Have a couple of hundred on me. This is a little bit excessive, but I always have a couple hundred
for
on
what?
Me.
For what? Just in case what?
What happens? You go there and the credit card machine's down. You're at the gas station.
You go to another gas station.
No. You're on E. You have gone to the point now where you're on fumes, and the option is not another gas station. What do you do? Credit card reader down.
Siphon gas from the car in front of me.
That's what you'd have to do. That's my point. I tell my kids, make sure you keep a stash of cash somewhere.
But they don't need to because when you fall asleep, they reach on your nightstand and take your stash of cash. No. That's what happened to me.
That's not them taking it off the nightstand. That's someone else.
They learned from Cara.
Cab fare.
That's true.
They saw Mom.
Yeah.
Those little Tweety Birds didn't. They were following
of
Mom
course.
A lot.
That's
they
why I don't
saw.
Have cash. Yeah. Usually I'm giving it to people.
I got you. No, I understand. I get it.
Now, if you guys, do you guys have Venmo?
I don't.
I do, yeah.
Okay.
I don't. So that's all we use.
You know, it connects to your contacts, right? And so you can see what other people are Venmoing each other for.
Get out of here, really? Venmo is transparent?
I can see what Greeny Venmos people all the time. It's hilarious.
What do you mean? You can track Greeny's Venmos? Well, that sounds like it's unsafe.
You make your payments private. Just keep them private.
But some people don't.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Some people don't.
Especially if they're 50, 60 years old, but you use Venmo, probably don't realize.
Why do you even have to do that?
I can tell you.
Why isn't it private to begin with?
Let's see. My cousin paid someone for golf.
Johnny, my buddy that worked in the Secret Service and now is in bank security will tell you that there's
Greeny's
a lot of
Venmo. How about this? I'm not going to give you Greeny's Venmo. I'll tell you this.
This would be the strongest presence he's had on the station all week. Come on.
Hold on. This one's for Chris and I were talking about this earlier.
Is he still radio?
Chris and I were talking about this earlier. Cap paid Ryan McGuffey for Field of Dream shirts.
Like, how can you access other people's...
It's on here. I just opened it.
You can't see that.
It doesn't sound like it should be a social media outlet. You can't see that, but you can see who's paying who. I'll tell you this. In Bachelor Nation, not to bring it to Bachelor Nation for a second, that's how you can see who's hanging out with who, because they've been Venmoing each other. And you're like, this person's hooking up with this person.
Why are they paying each other if they're hooking up?
Well, because, you know, you split dinner or whatever.
You go Dutch.
You go Dutch.
Well, this is... And then there used to be a feature, too, where you could just see random people's. I think they got rid of that. You just got to see the latest Venmos.
Give me more Cap Venmos.
Sounds secure.
Ryan McGuffey, Field of Dreams shirts.
Sounds secure.
I didn't know any of this. I'm not violating any.
No, you're not. You're
anything.
Not.
He's paid. Well, it's mostly just. Let's see. He paid Danny Lynch here for some Super Bowl stuff. It looks like probably
Super
a bet he
Bowl
lost.
Stuff.
Probably a bet he lost.
Is there any big payments here? Like
I can't see how much they are. Yeah, he paid someone for squares. This is probably for Super Bowl stuff. It's all gambling money he's losing. It looks like
he doesn't lose. Have you not heard him? He never loses.
Just saying, man.
That's amazing. I never knew this.
Yeah, you can see everybody
track somebody's Venmo.
For somebody that uses Venmo as much as you do, you'd think
you should have read the rule book. Like I make all my payments private, so no one can see what I'm doing.
But are they really private though? Are they really private?
Well, I mean, between I don't see mine up here, so I guess I could ask Tyler or Chris to look at mine.
Yeah, right.
So you think that the other stuff that's not shown can't be hacked and seen?
No, no, of course it can. But I'm saying when someone opens up their Venmo, they can't see my transactions because it's private.
$10,000.
No, you can't see the money. You can't see the money. You can't see how much it is.
Oh, you can't. You just see what they're.
A lot of landlords take rent in Venmo now too.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
How about in crypto?
I mean, it depends on
what you can do crypto on Venmo now.
You can crypto on Venmo.
You can crypto Venmo?
Well, like, you can buy crypto on Venmo.
Awesome. Johnny, you know what? You've convinced me. I'm going to the cash machine as soon as we're done here.
Go pick up $700.
I don't have these problems, nor do I have any cash on me.
Yeah.
I don't have any cash, and I don't have Venmo.
All right, we're going to start the show by asking, what's the messier situation? Is it Roquan Smith? And what's next? Besides coming to an agreement, what should happen next? Or the White Sox situation with what they have? And is it time for them to close the door before today's game and air some stuff out? And, like, I don't know who would call that. If it's a players only.
Johnny Cueto.
Abreu, right?
He just said Saturday that it's not his job to worry about that stuff.
Have a great show. I just want to remind everybody to join me tomorrow for the pool party, 3 to 5. Joliet Hawthorne.
Can you send me all of your, what you're going to do? What you're going to play? Your bets? Can I follow along?
Yeah, I'll tweet them out to you.
Will you Venmo me?
No, Venmo me
$1,000.
No Venmo, sorry. Sorry, but I'll be out there tomorrow, guys.
So tomorrow at Hawthorne, 3 to 5.
Yes. In Joliet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the OTB out there.
The OTB. Joliet,
yeah, the Club Hawthorne. Club Hawthorne. I'll be at Club Hawthorne.
Will you be wearing that beautiful dark deep purple shirt?
No, I'll have a different color on. But
very excited.
You can sit there and throw rings at these bad boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could cut bread with those things. I think you could slice bread, loaf of bread with those things.
Diamond cutters.
And we just dropped the Crosstalk Unhinged. I don't know, but Merkin could not find the open.
There was a conversation about alien erections. That's all I'm going to say.
Right.
Yep.
That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, that's fun.
Have a good time.
We're coming up next.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Happy Friday. I heard Bleck say that this is our first football Friday of the year. You know, there's a game tomorrow. Whether you get bored.
Last Friday was the day after the Hall of Fame game.
No, but our football Friday, like Bears, you know.
Oh, I gotcha. Just, more specifically, Chicago Bears fans football Friday.
We're, previewing a game, and there will be stuff to talk about from the game. Mm-hmm. But obviously, first and foremost, the Roquan Smith. It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
You know how good that thing is going to be?
It's going to be great. So much so that we may just drop that in throughout the course of the next 3.5 hours to let you know.
You never know when you could hear that.
No.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you can get anything. Just know we are advertising that it's going to be fabulous.
Sign up at ESPNFootballFest.com. Yeah, it's a week from Saturday. Yeah. So, and it's free. It is free. And we're going to be at Hard Rock Casino. Northwest.
Do you know
Indiana.
What you're doing yet? Like, we all get assignments.
No, we have a meeting next week, I told you. I think that's when they're giving me and us our assignments of what we're doing.
I believe next Thursday.
Next Thursday, right. We have a call that day.
You will be dealing blackjack is what your that's your role.
It's going to be
a talking Bulls basketball.
Very slow table then. Yeah. I mean,
you're dealing blackjack and talking Bulls basketball at a football fest.
Blackjack and Bulls. Bulls and blackjack.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
312-332-3776. Today on Twitter also we have Would You Rather. We didn't have it Tuesday. What did we have? A doubleheader? Yeah, we had a short show Tuesday.
Yeah.
So Would You Rather is coming later in the show. We could read them throughout the show as well. You can win a Lou Malnati's pizza. And hashtag it WS Would You Rather and send it to Tyler Aki and Jeff Meller. And they will read them as we get them. And the one that we like best will win. So many things to discuss with, as I was saying, Roquan Smith. And are the Bears going to start finding him? Is he going
to
dress tomorrow?
This is what I say. Can I give you a prediction?
Yeah.
I think the Bears have tried to play nice. Like, they have had the ability to, they kept him on the pup. They've had the ability to last yesterday, today, and tomorrow to actually find him.
if, in fact, he is not in uniform for tomorrow's game against the Chiefs, which I don't think anybody anticipates that, right? It's my understanding that they can actually fine him a game check, 1/118th of his salary, $9 million. I believe they have the right through the collective bargaining agreement in this situation to fine him $40,000 a day and take one of his game checks away.
They don't have to, right?
They
and
don't have to.
The rule change comes if they elect to fine him, then they can't rescind the fine.
That is correct.
Even after an agreement.
This is my prediction. I'm not good with predictions. This is my prediction. They're going to continue to extend this, being nice. They're not going to fine him for yesterday. They're not going to fine him for today. They're not going to take a game check on Saturday. But they will let him know, starting Sunday, it all changes. That's when you will be officially fined. I think this is my prediction. They still want to get a deal done. That what they're going to do is they're going to show that they're still willing to work. We're good people. We're nice. We have the right to fine you now that you're off of PUP. We're not going to. We have the right to take away one of your game checks. We're not going to. But that all changes after Saturday's preseason game, and then it gets real. That's my prediction.
And then it gets real, and then you think you start. And that's what I want to know from fans is what should be next. Should Roquan dress for the game? Why wouldn't Roquan dress for the game? Roquan's not playing. He's not in shape to play. So why not, unless it's more for optics, that, hey, look at Roquan. He's just standing there in shorts. He's still letting know the Bears that he's holding in.
Well, that would be a change in his approach, because while he may be wearing shorts in his jersey, he has not worn the helmet and been out there. He's been on the sidelines.
But they would practice him. If he would dress for the game, they're not going to play him. You're going to risk getting a guy who's not in football shape hurt, right? If you would put on his shoulder pads and put on his full uniform and grab his helmet.
So why would he do that? Just to make sure they couldn't find him?
They don't find him.
Well, they could have found him yesterday.
They could have.
They could find him today.
Yeah, what should be next? Do you want the Bears to start finding him? I polled that question. It's brought to you by our local Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Do you want Roquan to stand firm? Do you want him to not practice until the Bears give him what he wants? What are you rooting for next? Obviously, earlier in the week we said
common ground.
No, that's not the question.
Because what I'm looking for is common ground.
Right. Well, earlier in the week that was the question. Whose side are you on? Team Roquan, Team Bears, or Team Common Ground? What are you rooting for? What's the next domino that you're rooting for?
I'm rooting for them to get a contract extension done.
Other than that, I'm saying if they can come to an agreement, because as the Bears blog points out, they've offered him $95 million, according to his sources.
What I would say would be equitable. Again, I would advise them, don't fine him for yesterday. Don't fine him today. Don't take his game check. Starting Sunday, or whenever the next time you gather, Monday. Monday's practice is when the fines go into effect, and this is now how the game has got to be played. You're forcing our hand at this point. We've given you what we believe is an equitable contract offer. And if it is $95 million, listen, I don't know the details of any de-escalators or anything else. I personally, from an arm's length distance with very little knowledge, have always said to you, I would think 5 years, $90 million gets it done. $18 million makes you the third highest paid middle linebacker in all of the sport. That's what I would think would be equitable.
If your polls and your Eberflus, don't you set up two things in your office and you go, Ro, we want to meet with you. You present him, see this? $95 million. We'll put that right in front of you. Here, also over here on our screen, there's Lamar Jackson doing work for the Ravens. If you don't sign this because you still want to negotiate, we're open for business, or, you know, we could still try to work this out. But this is our really good offer. We feel comfortable with our offer, but we need you to start working. We need you to start putting in work. This isn't like we're not giving you an offer of a big deal. The hold in. What's the point, since we're already this far down the road of offering you $90 or $95 million, and then see what happens?
Well,
right?
Listen, I'm all for that presentation. If you want to make that presentation, great. I think it'd be a good idea. Starting Monday, This is the mechanism that has been collectively bargained for. If you're not here, we're trying to become the best team that we can be. You're under contract. We've given you what we believe is a fair offer. If you don't show up and practice while we continue to negotiate, and we'll continue as long as you want, then we have to use the mechanisms that have been collectively bargained for, and we will start fining you $40,000 a day.
Right, right.
I think he's a fantastic player. I'm a fan. I want this to work. I'm team find common ground. Still, was then, I am now. But if the player's not going to play and he's healthy and he's got a contract, then the team has every right to follow through with what has been collectively bargained.
And the Bears, like you said right away, look, we'll save you from this early. You're on PUP. Let's continue to talk. All right, we're taking you off PUP. We're not gonna start fining you, though. Now, this is like your last warning, like you said.
I think they've said
now it's time to set a precedent, because we don't want other guys sitting out practices when they're unhappy and think that they could get away with not being fined.
I think if you do the math and you include tomorrow's preseason game, they have saved him in excess of $1 million. By not fining him.
Already?
Well, think about it. Oh, $40,000 a day, right?
Yeah.
Had you not put him on PUP, you had the right to fine him. They've had how many practices? At least 10.
Yeah.
That's 400 grand. His game check tomorrow, it's 9 million. Like, he makes $9 million divided by 18. Like, you're talking, they've saved him about $1 million, if in fact they don't fine him to this point. I mean, this is the dirty side of the business, and that's what this is. Anybody that's getting personal or their feelings hurt, whether it's Ryan Poles up at Hallis Hall or it's Roquan Smith, right? This is business.
Right.
This is how the business is done. The NFL is a $20 billion a year business.
So do you want the Bears to start fining him? If you're team Roquan, do you want Roquan to practice, or do you still want Roquan to sit to prove your point to get what you want? Like Schefter told us earlier in the week, he doesn't have a lot of leverage because he's ultimately going to have to play. And if he doesn't do it this year, you don't get your service time. And we've seen running backs try to pull this, and they've gone down in value after sitting, thinking that they would eventually get paid.
I think, as you've described a bunch, I think that the situation in Baltimore is the ideal situation, where Lamar Jackson doesn't have a contract extension. But he's practicing. He has said once we get to the regular season, I believe, that he will not. There will be no more further negotiations. Like at that point, he's just playing. I would hope that something similar would evolve here in Chicago, where on Monday, when they get back to work, he's on the practice field practicing while they negotiate at the same time.
Right.
I think that's equitable.
Okay. Also today, there was a lot of reaction. We had a short show. Like, we had full phones of Sox fans venting. That remains the case. If you want to vent before tonight's game, early start. I don't know how many people are aware that this is a home game tonight, but they're starting at 6:10. It's an hour early start.
Is this finally the night where the guy that has the concert afterwards? Because I've seen like this advertised for like 9 months now.
The DJ, right?
Yeah.
What's his name?
He's a local guy.
Cascade? Cascade.
He's a big Sox fan as
big
well.
Big Sox fan,
so
yeah.
I'm in the booth with Jason and Stoney at one point, too.
I'm not sure if today's. I'm going Sunday again. Going with the family, going with another family from up north. Who are Sox fans, a group of eight of us, we're going down to the game on Sunday.
Nice.
So, and how messy is the Sox scenario? And, you know, there's been talk about maybe the clubhouse being opened a little later today to the media. Is that because they're going to close the door? Do you want the White Sox to shut the door, do a players-only meeting? Does Tony shut the door and sort of say, guys?
I'd like for them to shut the front door.
I wish he would hold them more accountable. Right. You wish... Don't let the door hit you in the ass.
Yeah, or whatever. However the cool kids say it.
And I was saying to these guys, is it too late for Ozzy? And you said what?
It's never too late. It's never too late. Like, if you're 19 back in the Central, it's too late. Like, when you talk about too late for what? Too late for them to find their way and win a crappy division? No, it's not too late. it's not too late to pivot and move. That will never happen.
This is a 500 team right now. Just when you thought, when they got within a game and a half and the schedule was easy. And
this is Groundhog Day.
It's
outside Groundhog Day.
The same thing every day. Play that song. Because at 6 a.m., it's rinse and repeat.
Who has got the... Who's got the desire, the chops, whatever you want to call it, to close that door and actually chew some ass?
Maybe Liam Hendricks. Can a closer do that?
Liam has told us in the past it's a hard role for him to play because, you know, he's not an everyday player.
And I asked Waddle. He hasn't answered yet. We'll do it next. What's the messier situation? Is it Bears Roquan? Are we going to get to a point of no return? Or is it this White Sox team? Because they continue to just... This should be the most fun you've had as a Sox fan. It's your first team that's supposed to have sustained success year in and year out, entering the prime when it's World Series or bust. And this could be one of the most frustrating seasons you've ever gone through. And if you want to vent, we're here for you. 312-332-3776.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
What's messier?
Is it easy? It's totally easy.
It's the White Sox in a year where every game they do something. They don't repeat all the mistakes over and over, but they repeat the mistakes constantly. And the team isn't being held accountable when they make mistakes. Or is it, you know, with one of your best players who's holding out with the Bears, and maybe it could lead to him being traded?
First of all, the timing would lean to the White Sox. They haven't even kicked off a preseason game yet here in Chicago. This, and I won't argue that it's messy with Roquan, but the messiness pales in comparison to the messiness on the South side for any number of reasons. What are they, 56 and 56?
56 and 56.
What kind of team were they last year from the halfway point?
500.
What progress did they make in the postseason last year compared to the year before? None. Has the manager really, won you over?
No.
Has the team responded to any? Does the team make you happy, satisfied, or pissed off?
I've never seen anything like it where a fan base was so juiced and jacked and ready to go. And this should be the ultimate enjoyment period when your team is good and why you go through rebuilds. And then to have this team frustrate you, whether it's Robert not hustling, the triple plays, the manager falling asleep, on and on and on.
Well, and zoom back. Rick Hahn, the acting general manager, didn't hire the manager, correct?
Right.
When somebody needed to come in and kick him in the ass earlier, who came down and talked to them? Not the manager, not the general manager. Kenny did.
Kenny. Which gives you more pause on who the hell is in charge on the South side.
Which sounds like a pretty...
Is it Jerry? Is it Rick? Is it Kenny? Is it Tony?
Sounds pretty messy, doesn't it?
It's messy.
My vote was really easy. My vote is the White Sox.
And my whole thing on Tony, to start with, I remember, Sylvie, you're a Cubs fan. You give him a break. Look, it didn't make any sense. First of all, your general manager didn't hire the manager he wanted after building the team.
We've seen that not go well.
Second of all, you needed a manager who could grow with the team, whereas they would make mistakes, he could correct it and oversee it, and they were at the perfect go moment where they can all go to the same place together. This wasn't that. And if anything, he was hired to kick them in the ass and win exactly now. And he's doing a terrible job at that.
You look at this team, and I ask you, and we're not in there, and neither one of us is diehard fans of this team. Does it look like it's a group that's capable of policing itself? Kicking somebody steps forward and brings you together. Whether we go back to the, you know, and people get pissed off, but the Jason Hayward moment to the World Series, whatever. Compare it to any story where a team actually, when things aren't going the right way, they have guys inside their locker room or their clubhouse that find a way to bring everyone together, and that's the voice that unifies everybody. Somebody. Whether it's... Is this a team, in your opinion, that has found a way to police itself?
And Abreu really surprised me by what he said last Saturday, saying that this is my job. I can't worry about that. I got to worry about me performing.
Does it seem like Tony, who I believe, I mean, you would probably know this better than I, more of a disciplinarian when he was doing this years ago.
We thought so.
Has he done any of that now, or has he been the guy that doesn't want to be construed as the old guy in the room that can't deal or find common ground with the young guys? It feels like the guys don't police themselves, and the manager isn't willing to do it. That's the message you get from listening to Johnny Cueto and then Jose Abreu and watching them play. We talked to Liam Hendricks. It sounds like an environment where, again, somebody needs to kick someone in the butt. It's not the general manager. It's not the manager. It's Kenny. Like, I mean, it's a pretty easy answer from my chair. It's the White Sox.
Yep. 312-332-3776. Let's go to Bill in Manhattan. You're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Billy?
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Number one, the White Sox are unwatchable because their attitude and the way they go about their business is just disgusting. We'll probably never know the truth for a couple of years, but I don't see them making the playoffs. And then in terms of the Bears, how do we know that the new general manager has the ability to spend that money? Maybe he's being told, here's what your budget is, and we got to make do because we're going to build a stadium. We've got to watch our asset expenses ratio.
That's one thing, Bill, that, like, look, we've been critical of this organization a lot over the course of time.
Starting at the top. After
absolutely.
Management.
I mean, the last thing that I have an issue with them is how they is the fact that it is whether or not they spend money. My issue has always been on how they've spent their money,
Who they've chosen
to spend their money on. They spend money. Like there are other teams in the league that could. The reason why we got Khalil Mack was in large part because Davis couldn't afford to put the cash in escrow that would have taken to sign Khalil to that enormous contract.
Bill, they gave Julius Peppers a big bag of money. You know, they overpaid for their bad quarterbacks these last.
They weren't buying the stadium back then.
No, but I still think they're going to spend what the NFL tells them, what the ceiling is, and what the bigger issue with them is. The right moves.
Yes.
And drafting and who they spend it on and when not to overpay and when not to give up a draft pick for somebody in a trade. This is a personnel issue as far as I don't believe it's a cheapness thing.
Remember also that when the NFL year starts, they all get a check from the collective revenue of all of the different outlets now. That exceeds whatever their salary obligations are. Like, they get a check for $300+ million. The salary cap is at $200 million, right? Like, you're $100 million to the good from the very beginning. You've got player money. The stadium stuff that's an entire ball of wax. I don't have any doubts at all that the Bears are willing to spend money on their players. My doubts on whether or not they spend it on the right guys.
Now, we could talk about if they're going to spend on the stadium right way.
That's a different conversation.
Right. But I do believe because of the rules in play for the NFL that this team has not been cheap. It's just been a matter of the right moves at the right time. 312-332-3776. Are we doing Free Ticket Friday right now? Did I miss this? Can we do this right now, guys?
White Sox! White Sox.
I thought that was a new start there. Let's go, 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 White Sox.
You're
3-3-2. I'm going on Sunday, yes. Car 7, brought to you by Miller Lite. We've got tickets for you on this Free Ticket Friday. 312-332-3776. We'll get the winner coming up if you want to weigh in on the Bears or the White Sox. We want to talk about the Field of Dreams game. We should set that table, too. When do you stop it? It's a big Cubs win and a big hologram.
There's no such thing as a big Cubs win this year.
Everyone's big. You know how hard it is to win a baseball game? It's Waddle and Sylvie.